Welcome to the Cupcake Castle.
Let's join Miss A, as she shares another secret recipe with her small circle of friends.
Friends, that's for actually, I don't have any friends, yeah.
I'm so full of cake. If I ate any more cake, I'd have to vomit first. Sometimes I'll eat two or three cakes in a single day. I love cake. I can't be any clearer than that. I love cake. I'll eat every cake in New York City. I can't even go into bakeries anymore because I'll eat all the cake. I'll say, "Where's the cake? Give me the cake. Get the cake." And they say, "We know how very much you love cake, and we know that you rarely have the money for any of our cake. So get out of here, because you can't afford our cake, but we know how much you love cake. So get out of here, you can't afford the cake. I'll punch somebody in the head for some cake. Give me all your cake. I love cake. Give me the cake now. I love it. I love cake. Give me your cake."
Them girl boy, see me. See me. Sly and Robbie.
Yes. Yo.
Recommended satisfaction guarantee. At ease, I can walk your body till you wheeze. Well, who can keep your moist? Ladies, tell me who's your first choice.
Easy chocolate cherry butt cake. I like my butt cakes.
Yeah, not as much as I do.
Boot cake. Oh, you take. this is a low calorie recipe. Low calorie, low in fat. When you're trying to be good.
Is it good for heart patients?
Yes, good for heart patients. You take an 18 1/4 ounce box of chocolate cake mix. I use devil's food, but you can use any kind of chocolate that you like. A cup of egg beaters, and a 20 ounce can of light cherry pie filling. You preheat your oven to 350 degrees, and you spray your butt pan with Baker's Joy, or you just butter it and then flour it. I like the Baker's Joy because you get less calories and stuff with it, like that. And you just mix the cake mix, dump the pie filling in there, dump the egg beaters in there, you mix it well, and you spread it into the prepared bundt cake pan, and you bake it for 40-45 minutes until it's done. I don't really know how I ever test for doneness. I either like poke it with my finger and it springs back, or I stick a toothpick in it, one of those two, just... You can tell when it's done.
I've seen you do both.
Mm-hmm.
And you use your KitchenAid to mix
them? Yeah, I use your KitchenAid to mix it. Mix it up for a couple of minutes. And you can use, I like to also make it with spice cake mix and a can of light apple pie filling and the cup of egg beaters. And the recipe really works with any kind of cake mix you want to use and any kind of pie filling mix you want to use. Just whatever would complement each other. Like the spice cake with the apple pie filling, or the, what was I saying earlier, like strawberry cake with strawberry pie filling,
mm-hmm.
Or you could even use, I don't know how it would be, like, probably be pretty wild, but you could try it like just a vanilla cake mix with the cherry pie filling. That'd probably be pretty too. And then anyway, after you let it cool a little bit and you put it on your serving plate and you slice it, I like to top it with some of the light or no fat Cool Whip. Or you can dust it with a little bit of confectioner sugar. Ooh. And that's it. One slice is 4 points if you're on Weight Watchers. 195 calories, 6 grams of fat. And That's it.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It's yummy. It's a butt cake. You can't go wrong with a butt cake.
Does it have sprinkles?
You could put sprinkles on it if you want. Everything's better with sprinkles.
Bob it in.
Sorry, Ricky, you have it. And you just go in there and make it.
Make it for the cookie.
All the things.
I'm just saying.
I was just saying.
See what I'm saying, man? You understand?
Oh, how about them damn gas prices, huh?
What up?
What's up with that shit?
It's just capitalism, baby.
Capitalism.
Demand is up.
It's GW's so, world, ain't it? Gasoline.
I guess.
He's probably making some money.
I don't know. Dick Cheney made more money last year than he did, than Bush.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
You didn't hear about that?
He made a lot more, didn't he?
But I just think if demand is up, and why is demand up? Why do you think demand for gas is up?
The demand for gas is up because everybody's driving in big-ass trucks around here.
Hummers and big Chevy SUVs, Cadillac Escalades. So it's costing them about, what, $10, $20 more every time they fill up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is hell down here. This is the land of huge trucks
it
in
is.
Texas.
You drive a little economy,
a little
environmentally correct car, you're going to get squished, especially out on 635.
Yeah, no doubt.
You're scared ever since your truck got crashed,
no
aren't you?
No kidding. My poor pickup.
It's great, though,
because the gasoline, I've gone from $75 a week to about $35 a week,
yeah.
And that's great, but I feel like an ant in amongst a bunch of beetles.
But that's why gas prices are so high, because people are, and it's not just the gas, it's oil, and there's oil affects so many different things, like the milk, you know, that you drink, the cartons, the way they're produced, everything that, you know, you remember reading on that guy's website, that Ifling Poo, when he wrote that about the oil that we eat, it really is true that how oil affects so many things in your life. That it's not just gas, it's everything. So I just want to become more environmentally correct myself. I mean, I'm not... Well, maybe I'm a little bit of a tree hugger, a little bit. I mean, as much as a Texan can be one, but I've been thinking I'd like to start taking like some canvas bags into the grocery stores and get my groceries and stuff put in reusable bags instead of bringing home 25 plastic bags, throwing them in the trash.
Cupcake.
Hiya, Cupcake.
You know, like reuse, recycle, reuse. You know, be conscious of where that crap's going when you're done with it.
Well,
you know?
Who makes a good tote bag?
Anybody can sew a tote bag together, though.
Does like Vera Bradley have one?
You know, well, no, Vera Bradley's got no totes. I'm sure she's fresh out of totes. Yeah, just like Mary Englebright's fresh out of cute. Vera Bradley's fresh out of a tote. I don't think people want to be carrying their groceries in Vera Bradley bags, so that's a little extravagant.
Well, you're just an ignorant ass country boy. What the hell are you talking about, totes?
Totes, you know, canvas totes, you can buy them in the thrift stores, any kind of bag, or get your sewing machine out, take a big piece of cloth, you know, sew it up on three sides, turn it to the right side, there you go, there's a tote. Sew you a little handle on it. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. Or, you know, even Old Navy has those. Remember that tote that we bought to go to San Antonio? The nylon totes?
I remember that.
That was, what, $3? And that thing's huge. You can fit all kinds of stuff in it. I'd like to see somebody in a grocery store once with that instead of, you know, driving up in their Hummers, you know, with their, you know, and get all these groceries and crap in all these plastic bags. You know, it just reeks of... I don't know. I just don't like it.
wasteful, isn't it?
It is very wasteful. And then the same people that are like that are the ones that are griping about gas prices. And the ones that, like, run you over on the freeway because they're in their, you know, 12-foot Dodge, you know, pickup trucks, and you're in your little, you know, economical gas-saving car, you know, and it's all a big ego trip. Well, that's a whole man thing y'all got going. I don't understand that. You just got to have a bigger truck and all that, but...
That's my favorite.
But anyway, I'm just sick of hearing people gripe about it.
Do we kick the jam now?
Do we what?
Do we kick the jam now?
Kick the jam with some shaggy?
You want a shaggy? You want a shaggy in the kitchen again, or shall we do it somewhere else?
You realize, of course, that if you ever kick off, Shaggy's my main man. Mr. Love 11.
Oh, hell. Gotta live up to that shit.
Loving and touching and squeezing.
We'll go jam.
Okay,
we'll go jam now.
Sugar!
What the boom, 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 boom.
Nicola.
What the boom, 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 boom.
Hypnotic. Sexy girl, I see you are impressed. I'm putting it on the record. You're my love interest. You feel my sexual velocity. You got a glimpse of my anatomy. Now you can check my file. I got the ride. I'll curl your toes and roll your eyes. Now with a pleasure of pain, I got some game. Now tell me, who's your daddy and what's my name? Now sing it.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I got hypnotized in a way you can pretend.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Now here come Mr. Lover Girl, come position yourself.
Slowly, move into position. Like a beat from the kick drum.
Yeah.
You are so super hypnotic. Floating from the floor to the ceiling. You know I got to feel it.
One more time, rewind. That's like
super hypnotic. Don't stop what you're doing. The vibe will be ruined. Just keep moving on. The one, the three, baby. It's so absolute. Right on point, how you move me. Attracted like a magnet. I could get used to this. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I got hypnotized in a way you can pretend.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Now you come, it's a lover girl. Come position yourself.
Slowly, move into position.
That's right.
Like a beat from the kick drum.
Yeah.
You are so super hypnotic. Floating from the floor to the ceiling.
That's right.
You know I got to
feel it. One more time, rewind. That's right.
Super hypnotic.
Clench fist. Bite them lips, I love the movement of your body when you shake them hips. You got me hugging and rubbing and touching and squeeze. You got me smugging your love and your baby criticism. Now forget your man, at least for a while. I love you walking with a permanent smile. You feel it deep inside this yard man ride. I have you chatting patois Jamaican style. Now sing it.
So I close my eyes, realize that I belong to you. And I can't help but just give in.
Cupcake. Cupcake. Cupcake.
What's that you got, Miss A? Is that a tomato?
That's a Von Rapp tomato.
Oh, you're so sweet to think of me with a tomato.
I know. You like your tomatoes, don't you?
I love tomatoes.
Yep. They're
use a tomato.
Like a bean. Huh?
Use a tomato.
I am?
Yeah, I keep you.
Put you in a window sill, look at you every once in a while. Oh, hell, look at you all the time. All right, well, we're out.
Late. No, late.
Late.
Uh-huh. Late. Like later, dude. Goodbye. Parking is such sweet sorrow.
No.
Right?
That's it.
I miss you, Cupcake.
Okay, what you got to bowl, bitch?
Jeffrey R. Claghammer!